I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An FMI partner has begun receiving death threats from the Taliban in Afghanistan. They wanted to kill not only him, but his family and extended family as well. Nehemiah is with FMI.
He gave a Bible to one of the Taliban's when they were moving from Afghanistan to Pakistan months back. And this guy who was Taliban, now he's a Christian believer. So when this news got attentions of Taliban's in Afghanistan, they were so furious about it.
The partner, who we'll call Adam, converted to Christianity from Islam 30 years ago. He's had family members kidnapped and killed by the Pakistan Taliban in the past. Ask God to protect and strengthen Adam and his family, and please pray that many people in Afghanistan would encounter the love of Jesus. Sam Nugent saw the evangelism team in his Alabama church grow from 7 people to 60. It was through the Made to Multiply initiative, an E3 Partners program that aims to equip 1 million North American Christians to share the gospel. Nugent says he was invited to host one of the training conferences at his church. The original 7 attended the conference as well.
When the conference was over and everybody went home, we were left with the names of people who had actually accepted Christ on the day that we went out into the harvest field. So I gathered up my 7 and I said, "So what do you want to do?" My team said, "We need to go back and do discipleship." So we made a commitment. We would start going out weekly on Tuesdays.
Please pray the Made to Multiply initiative would introduce many people to the love of Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org.